We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Bring the Juice. Your guy Cody here. One more time, have our friend Alex from Hail Mary Sports on the channel. Alex, thanks so much for coming on, man. NFL draft is almost upon us, which is definitely exciting. And Alex, we get to talk about, I know we talked beforehand, probably your favorite position of the draft, if not one of them. Maybe your favorite, I'm not entirely sure, but it definitely seems like it. The cornerback room. Yep. There's a lot of guys here, Alex, in the cornerback room. And hey, it just so happens Indianapolis Colts need a corner in this draft. And so with that, really excited to jump in, man. But before we do that, guys, just want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use the code BTJ for $100 off deposit match. All right, let's get into it, Alex. So talking about this corner class, so many guys here. Obviously, we know Indianapolis, some of their picks. Pick 15 is their first pick in this draft, and pick 46 and pick 82 on the first 2 days of this draft. So, man, talk to me about this corner class. Because I've said enough, I want to hear your thoughts on the corner class here.
I think it's the best corner class we might have seen. And really? It is unbelievably stacked. And to be fair, I fell in love with a lot of guys who are day 2/day 3. So maybe my opinion might be a little bit more skewed than others. But I find it very difficult to find a better class where you can find more consistent starting talent as the board progresses. And then the elite talent, the genuinely elite talent at the top.
Wow. That's great news, man. That's great news. I feel like there's two positions with corner and wide receiver that are so deep from what people are saying. And those are two of the biggest needs for Indianapolis. So definitely that's great to see. All right. So pick 15. Let's talk about pick 15 here, Alex. So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of ways the Colts can go here. You know, they could stay put. They could trade up. They could trade back. Different scenarios here, but say the Colts stay at pick 15. Who are some guys that you would absolutely love for Indianapolis to get if they become available or if they are sitting there at pick 15? You're like, this would be a match made in heaven for them.
Right. So Quinyon Mitchell is the guy for Indianapolis. Is based on the draft profiles of the corners you drafted last year, it was size, physicality. Those were the two biggest traits, whether it's Jalen Jones or Juju Brents. And once you add actual speed to that, you get Quinyon Mitchell. So he's one of the fastest corners that you'll see in terms of actually being able to stay in the hip pocket of a receiver regardless of where he's at. And then he also brings a level of physicality that is calculated. And he has recovery speed that's incredible. It's why he has so many pass breakups, interceptions, etc. Because he's able to bait quarterbacks by thinking that he's not fast enough to stay up with a receiver. And then all of a sudden turning on his turbocharge and then making a play. So ball skills, ridiculous. Speed, ridiculous. Physicality, ridiculous. At a 6 foot, 200 pound frame, that is ridiculous. So that's the dream guy right there. But Terrion Arnold to me is the most jaw-dropping corner in this class. You look at his field awareness and it is cerebral. He was actually a 5-star safety coming out of high school. So he knows how to play the run extremely well. He knows how to be physical. And when he ends up making mistakes, he's the guy who usually ends up cleaning up his own mistakes, whether that's tackling the receiver immediately or at least being able to push them back towards other defenders. So I love a guy who's able to ensure that he ends up not really screwing over his team. Again, you hear him talk in these interviews. It is unbelievable. He looks like a CEO. He sounds like a CEO when he's talking. Unbelievably smart. I have a high doubt that either of these corners are going to be there, but in mocks, they're consistently falling around this range. So for the sake of the video, I'm going to be able to just talk about my draft crushes. Terrion Arnold, he's special, but I think the better fit would be Quinyon Mitchell.
Gotcha.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I know there's been some hype a little bit about a guy like Nate Wiggins. I don't know where you sit on him. A little bit smaller type of corner in terms of weight compared to these other two guys, but still 6'1". You know, obviously ran that 4.28 as well, so he does have that elite speed that you're looking for. What are your thoughts on a guy like Nate Wiggins? Is he a guy that you would, you know, if he's sitting there, would that be a guy that you think would be pick 15 worthy, or is it a guy maybe more in a trade back scenario you'd like to see for Indy?
See, the thing about Nate that's so interesting is like it's a double-edged sword. I think he's one of the best coverage corners in the draft. Like he is very smart, probably second in, I mean, looking at my overall grades right now, I think he is second, no, he's third in terms of overall zone grade, which based on that, I usually look at his instincts, etc. So I think that Nate is cerebral and he's super balanced as well. He's a great man coverage corner as well. He knows how to use physicality for his size. And he also, similar to Quinyon, knows how to bait the quarterback. I think he's very smart. If you get your high-end version of Nate Wiggins, he's worth pick 15. But you do lack the size, 182 pounds at his pro day, not where he tested his 4.2 speed. But we'll just pretend like they will do the same. So 6'1", 182, that's a solid enough frame to play on the boundary because you don't really need to play him in the slot. There's no reason to do that. But I don't really feel like it matches the physical profile that you're looking for in terms of the corner core that you've built. But very smart player, very well balanced, very athletic. I think that he's so smart that he almost gets cocky. There were quite a few reps where I saw him be able to defend a route perfectly, anticipates it like in high-end NFL corner, but he almost basks his own glory and he paused. He literally sits there and pauses for a second, takes his mind off the play while the other players are still in the play, leading to unneeded receptions when he did a great job. So that's my only issue with Nate Wiggins, primarily is his size and then that.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app. to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Gotcha. So say a scenario, the Colts trade back to mid-20s, something around there, around that range, you know, yep. Or later, a little bit later in the draft here in the first round. Who are some guys that you sit there and say, hey, if they're available there, and if the Colts do in this scenario trade back, get some more assets, I think this would still be a great find and a great pick here for the Colts.
Yeah, so I'll actually talk about my corners that I have higher that will be probably in that range. Cooper DeJean, we actually talked about this. Safety technically is also a position that is a relatively large factor. You can't miss with Cooper DeJean because either he's going to be a physical corner that you're going to love or else he's going to be an elite safety that you're going to love. That's the can't miss prospect. Maybe that's someone you could throw in at pick 15, but after a leg fracture, not really seeming like he's going to be the energy guy in the locker room, maybe over some of these other great corners that bring that juice. Got it. Name plug right there. then, you know, it might be a little bit less enticing, but Cooper DeJean, phenomenal player and definitely something worth to consider in that range. He's a little bit stiff. So, you know, I thought that he improved his fluidity of this past year, but still has had that issue to me the whole time. But I think Kool-Aid McKinstry, after running his Isaiah Pacheco 4-4, like I think it was 4-4-4 or 4-4-6, like he proved that he's not just a safety. If he has to be, look at that. It works. But, you know, he's a phenomenal player. He was the number one corner with Terry Arnold as the number two. And offenses were scared shitless of him. So they passed to him literally 50% of the rate that they did the year before. So Kool-Aid is an absolute lockdown corner. He's a monster as well. About 6 foot, 200 pounds. So great physical profile. He's essentially the slightly slower version of Quinyon Mitchell that I think processes the field just a little bit better. Kool-Aid takes reps off as well, but I've never seen a corner bounce back the way Kool-Aid does. When he messes up on a rep and actually gets exposed for it, he has the next rep that plays higher level than every other corner in the class. I have a lot of faith that Kool-Aid McKinstry, if he gets his head and ass wired together, can be the best corner in the class. One other name that I will throw in there, he's not necessarily going to be great for the Colts necessarily unless he adds a little bit more weight, but the physicality for his size is very similar to Nate Wiggins. It's Ennis Rakestraw Jr. out of Missouri. That's a late first guy. He ended up retesting at his pro day in the 4.4s. Test out a little bit lower at the combine, but he said he was injured. I didn't see a corner be more consistent versus high-level talent over the entire year. Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr., Malik Nabers. He performed well against all of those players. In fact, his best graded game was versus Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers, best coverage grade. So that shows something about him. Extremely fluid, one of the best man coverage corners in the class.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Awesome. Well, let's move on to day two, because like I mentioned, the Colts have two picks in day number two, pick 46 and pick 82 as it currently stands. And we've talked about how deep this corner class is. So say Indianapolis elects to go a different position. They go wide receiver, they go edge rusher, they do something different. Who are some corners that you think in that rounds two or three where Indy is, or somewhere in between that, if Indy does trade up or trade down or does something like that? Who are some guys you think would be worth Indianapolis taking a look at and strongly considering for their corner room?
There are a billion names I could mention here, but I'll start out with Renardo Green, Florida State corner. This guy has probably the second, if not maybe third, highest instinct grade for me. Like, he is ridiculously smart, and he can process the field better than most elite anybody. 6'1", 186, just about 4'5", to just sub 4'5" on the 40, so he's athletic. He's also very good in press as well. There's rumors that he could be a late first round pick, but again, there's so many of those guys who could be late first round picks. One of them bound to get there in the second, and Renardo Green's fantastic. Again, he's actually really good in man coverage, and he sometimes gets a little bit cocky in zone, so I think that his instincts can get a little ahead of him, but very well balanced. Also can play run support really well. He's one of those guys who I actually have graded equally, actually slightly above Nate Wiggins, but that's because there's a little bit more well-roundedness to his game, and I think it fits a little bit more of the physical profile that y'all will be looking for. Another name that on probably round three, maybe he could even slip to round four, that I absolutely adore is Kalen Carson. 6 foot, 200 pounds, knows how to be physical. He ended up getting beaten by Keon Coleman a couple of times, but you know, he ended up actually having a really damn solid game. I like to watch all these players' worst games to understand their biggest weaknesses. And I think Kalen Carson processes the field as good, if not better, than every corner except Terrion Arnold in this class. He technically is my corner two for zone coverage and instincts. So someone who is able to really process the game. He actually has a really good frame as well. Very physical. One of the most underrated players in the class. And one more name I'll like to throw in, because I think he's very similar to Juju Brents from what I studied last year, is Kamal Hayden, corner out of Tennessee. Now, he probably will be a day three guy, but I have him graded as a day two. And he is extremely physical. I have him comped to a middle school bully because he is unbelievably strong. He just presses guys unlike anything that I've ever seen. And he's actually extremely experienced and fluid in zone coverage. So that's great because he actually knows how to process the field. So I think I could work a little bit more with pressability and developing man coverage skills than the other. I think he's just a little bit stiff, but I think that works actually quite well with the corner core that you do have.
Awesome. So, Alex, this is not necessarily, I guess it is kind of a corner question, but more of, we've talked about these three positions of need. When it comes to corner, for the Colts to get the best value, which round do you believe Indianapolis should take a corner to get the best player available for the right value so that they can get the other two positions right? Say these are the three positions they address in rounds one through three.
Honestly, it depends. So that's like the biggest BS answer of all time. If one of the top two corners are there, there's no better position to select. So that's a caveat. I'm going to assume the top two guys are not there. Round one, unless you trade back, don't do it. Round two, unbelievable value. You're going to get a first round quality corner in round two. It doesn't matter whether it's going to be Renardo Green, whether if you want to twist your morals and go after Max Melton, because I love him to death, or whether, you never know, maybe Kool-Aid falls because of that Jones fracture. Like, you're going to get somebody who's elite there. If you want to wait till round three, you're going to start rolling the dice with guys who have really good ability, but maybe don't have that day one starting versus a number one receiver ability. And that's where you start getting to the point where it's like, damn, I really need someone who's a day one starter. And I think this is, we talked about this in the receivers video. This is a class where you need to take multiple corners. Like, you need to snipe. You need to go after, you know, Cooper DeJean through a trade back and then end up selecting a Kalen Carson as well, because you're going to get a wide variety of roles that multiple corners can fill, and you're going to get great value at every single spot that you take them. So I think that round two is the creme de la creme spot for what you need, unless the top two guys are there, which then it's round one.
Awesome, man. Well, cool. We'll definitely have to see how Indianapolis does approach this draft, who they take round one, two, and three. But Alex, really do appreciate you, man, hopping on here and, you know, really helping me kind of look at some of these different players in these different position groups for Indianapolis. I'll tell you, man, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you and find your work? Because I know you've been putting in a lot of time looking at all these prospects, getting ready for the draft. So let them know where they can find you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, primarily you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at Hail Mary Sports. If you want to hear me talk about sports coherently, go to YouTube. If you like the enjoyment of seeing someone be a little bit more erratic and crazy, go to X, because that is exactly where I love to absolutely shitpost. So definitely do that. If you love draft content, it's literally year-round, and we have some great collabs that are going to be coming up, so feel free to check that out as well. Maybe once I start doing the 7-round mocks, we can talk about some of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, be sure to go check out Alex and all his good stuff over there at Hail Mary Sports. Thank you again, Alex. It's always a pleasure. And yeah, we'll have to do it again, man, because the draft is coming quickly. But hey, you know, there's always things to talk about when it comes to the NFL draft. So really appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Really do appreciate that as well. That'll do it for this one. Thank you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed this series that Alex and I did. Thank you guys so much. And as always, go Colts.